I was starry-eyed when I was looking at that lens. And I thought I really, really needed it, and it would totally take my photography forward. And because it had worked wonders for my photography mentor. But one thing that I did was, instead of buying, I actually went and I rented it out first to try it out. And then I rented it again and again, and I rented it out a couple of times. And I kept observing the results that it was giving me. I did different kinds of shots. I did different kinds of food. And I also paid attention to what are the kind of compositions that I'm creating with this lens. What is it allowing me to do? And after renting it a couple of times, you know what I concluded? That I didn't need that lens. This is your host, Dyutima, but you can call me DJ. And I love to inspire food photographers to dream. I spent 15 years as an architect studying buildings and constructing hospitals before taking the biggest leap of faith of my life, which was setting up a food styling and food photography business right from scratch. If you're a dreamer like me, wanting to start a new photography business or grow your existing food photography business, jump right into a world where I share practical, actionable strategies to improve your photography skills, to work with clients, make more money, all with a fearless mindset. This is the My Food Lens podcast, and we take you one step closer to your dreams. So let's go. Welcome to another episode of the My Food Lens podcast. And today we are talking about a very, and I mean a very smart way of investing in photography equipment. Now, we can all agree, I'm pretty sure that photography can be quite expensive. It's an expensive craft, right? I mean, especially if we want to take it up professionally or if we want to maybe build a library of gear, you know, to take our photography forward, to take it to the next level. Everything from a sturdy tripod to a macro lens to even a modifier, you know, for artificial light can cost a few thousand dollars. So it's a huge investment. And that's why today I want to talk about a very important and a somewhat underrated way to actually save money while upgrading your gear. How does that happen? How can you upgrade and save money? Okay. You want to hear what's the secret? The secret is by renting gear. I know. You're like, what? Renting? How can renting save money? You know, we have to spend money on renting. So how is it going to save money? But it really can. Trust me, it really can work for you. That's how I have done things so far in my food photography journey, whether I'm doing things professionally or for my personal projects. Renting has been an extremely powerful practice for me. So let's just start by talking about how can renting equipment actually work for us. The number one and the most important way that it can work for us is that it actually allows us to test and try before buying so that we can understand how useful it is and whether it's even worth buying or not. In fact, this is my biggest advice whenever I'm talking to other photographers. This is my biggest advice that, you know, if you want to buy a new piece of equipment, please, please, please try it out a few times before you go spend all that money on buying it. So let's say if you've been eyeing a new lens or you've been wanting to buy a new camera. I mean, almost all of us have a camera rental store around us or a photography store around us that allows renting. So you can literally go out and rent the equipment that you want to buy. Okay, try it out. Not once, but at least a few times. The key is that you have to rent the equipment out at least a few times to be able to make an informed decision. And when you rent it a few times, please every time question, is it improving your photography? Is it making your life easier? Will you use it frequently? Or is it just a one-off situation? And if you work with clients, definitely question whether this will help you in your professional work and maybe even allow you to create more and different kind of photography. I mean, there are so many pieces of equipment that I actually decided not to buy after renting it a few times. And there were so many that I rented so many times that I decided to buy my own. So you see how this can be such a valuable process to be able to make informed decisions. Now, I'll tell you an example, a story of what happened. One of my photography mentors, she's a huge name in the industry. She wrote a blog post about her favorite camera lenses. And obviously at that time, you know, just starting, I was less than a year into food photography. I saw the lenses that she had listed. And one of the lenses she had listed was like, I was quite smitten by it because she wrote that she absolutely swears by it. So I was intrigued. I was like, ooh, I need to buy that lens. I mean, come on, put yourself in my shoes, right? Or maybe this has happened to you as well. If you love someone else's work, if you like someone else's photography, and they tell you, oh yeah, I use this particular lens, what do you think? Ooh, maybe I should get that lens so that I can also take pictures like her and my photography can also get better like hers, right? So I don't know if you think like that or not, but I definitely did. And that lens was kind of like, you know, I was starry-eyed when I was looking at that lens. And I thought I really, really needed it. And it would totally take my photography forward. And because it had worked wonders for my photography mentor. But one thing that I did was, instead of buying, I actually went and I rented it out first to try it out. And then I rented it again and again. And I rented it out a couple of times. And I kept observing the results that it was giving me. I did different kinds of shots. I did different kinds of food. And I also paid attention to what are the kind of compositions that I'm creating with this lens? What is it allowing me to do? And after renting it a couple of times, you know what I concluded? That I didn't need that lens. Ha ha. That lens would cost me close to like a few $1,000s. And I spent less than $150 in renting it a few times. And then I concluded that I didn't really need it. So that was a game changer for me. I just saved on to that much money because I realized this lens is really not doing much for me. I mean, I could create something similar with maybe my 50mm that I already had. So there you go, $850 saved just by trying out the equipment in advance. You understand the concept? You understand how powerful this can be? And let me tell you what happened later. So a few years later, I had an exactly opposite experience. So at that time, I was heavily into client work and I was usually using my 50mm lens and my 105 macro lens, all right? But I felt a gap in the convenience of the client shoots. Like sometimes I felt like, oh, I wish I had the 70mm. Oh, I wish I had a 35mm. And I felt like between 50 and 105, the range was too much. I didn't have things in the middle. And you know, they were not enough for me to be able to create the way I wanted. So what did I do? I didn't really think of buying. I thought, oh, this is just for my client photo shoots. So I'm just going to rent whenever I need it. So I went and I rented the 24 to 70mm. Now, those of you who are Nikon users, you know that this is a power lens, right? 24 to 70. And it was wonderful. And then I was like, huh, maybe a little bit more. Let's try some other lens. And then I went and tried the 24 to 85mm lens. And it was lighter and it gave me the bandwidth to use the 85mm. I wasn't just limited to the 70mm. So I was like, whoa, that looks good. So the next time I had a photo shoot, I went and rented the 24 to 85mm again, and then again, and then again, and then again. So I began to rent it quite frequently. And after spending close to about $300 on that one particular lens, over and over again, I had rented it so many times that it had come to about $300 of overall renting costs. It was a clear indicator to me that this is something I need. I totally need it. And note the word that I'm using here. I need it. I don't want it. I need it. That is the key word, boss. So what did I do? I went and I bought that lens and I spent a few $1,000s and it was so worth it because what renting had done was basically it had showed me that there was a gap in my equipment collection. And it's not like I went and bought the first lens that I rented. So the 24 to 70 is what I used. And I was like, what about same other one? And then the 24 to 85, and that totally jived. It was jiving with me. So I knew that, there was a gap, and this particular lens was filling the gap, which the other lens didn't fill. All right. So renting showed me the gap in my equipment collection, and it also gave me a chance to experiment and to really see which one fits best. Okay. So the other way that I feel that renting can be really, really powerful is that it actually allows us to experiment. It gives us the opportunity to work with different kinds of gear at a nominal cost and to shoot a different variety of photos using that gear. It gives us exposure to new equipment, and it gives us the confidence to handle that equipment, right? So while renting helped me decide that I did not need a lens, the one lens that I was absolutely certain that it would be a game changer for me, renting made me realize that I did not need it. And on the other hand, a lens that I had never considered before became my go-to, and I added it to my equipment library, all thanks to renting. That's why I say renting can be so powerful. It not only gives us an insight into what we are choosing, whether we need it or not, it gives us exposure to different kinds of equipment without having to spend a lot of money on the opportunity to use it. And it also builds our confidence to be able to handle different kinds of gear. You know what else renting helps us with? It helps us to shortlist our future investment, and it also saves us from surprises. Okay. So I have a story about that with my camera. Now, there was so much about, I'm talking about a few years earlier, there was so much buzz in the industry about mirrorless cameras, right? So what I did was that I went and I rented a mirrorless camera a few times, and I wanted to see how it works out and test it out. And guess what? Like, my conclusion was that, oh yeah, this is cool. It's groovy. It's nice. It's giving me very good results. And it had its place. But then I thought about it and I was like, I don't know if I really need it right now. The conclusion was that even though I liked it and even though I had the budget, I did not go and buy it. My whole and my only intention was that let me see and learn a bit more about mirrorless cameras. The whole world and the whole industry is talking about this new technology. So let's see what the fuss is about. And it gave me a very good insight. It gave me a lot of learning. It taught me so much about mirrorless cameras. Did I go and buy it? I did not. Okay. What happened a few months later was that the Nikon camera that I was using, I use a Nikon D750, it just started giving problems. Okay. And it had to be sent to the service center for more than a month. Now, that's a long time. So at this time, I only had one camera that I was always falling back on, and that was this Nikon camera. So I still had client shoots to do, and I had 1 month of this camera not being there with me. So what did I need? Another camera. And then, boom, I knew exactly which one to invest in, the one I had tried and tested, right? I didn't need it then, but I needed it now. And the best part was that, I was already familiar with it. And when I bought it, I could immediately put it in use in my client shoots without struggling or scrambling to find the settings, change the settings, understand the camera. So all that money that I had spent on renting and testing was like really time saving for me, because when I was ready to buy, especially so close to my photo shoots, it helped me take a very quick decision and go for exactly what I wanted. Again, it saved me the headache of research and the stress of questioning whether I was making the right choice or not. And spending that small amount of money on renting was so worth it. It was actually so much better than buying the camera that we are not familiar with. And that is not worth the investment. And finding that out after buying it and also scrambling if we need to buy something really quick in a time of crisis. Imagine what a nightmare that would be. So imagine if suddenly my camera conked off and I had to give it for servicing for a month, and the next day I had a client photo shoot. Boy, was I screwed or was I screwed, right? So that's what I mean, that renting actually allows us to experiment. It allows us to learn, It allows us to handle gear in advance of when we need it so that we can take the right decision even when we are in a time of crisis. So there you go, all right? To recap, here are some reasons why you should consider renting and why the habit of renting is very healthy. It's actually very efficient. It's time saving, it's money saving, and it's good practice. Okay, so let's recap. What does renting do for us? Renting allows us to test and try before we buy so that we know how useful and how worthful a certain piece of equipment is. What else does renting do? Well, my friend, renting shows us the gap in our equipment collection. When we experiment and we are using different kinds of gear, it tells us this is what you need. This is what you've been missing. This is what's going to take your photography to the next level and give you a new style of photos, okay? What else does renting give us? It allows us to shortlist equipment for future investment, and it saves us from surprises and wasteful expenses. What else does it do? Well, it gives us the flexibility to use different kinds of equipment for different kinds of shoots. It adds a variety to our photography process, and it also gives us confidence. Now, who doesn't want that? What else does it do? But overall, it really saves time when we have to make quick decisions, especially in time of crisis, right? So most of us have a rental store in our city or town, wherever we stay. But let's say you don't have one. You could always go online and check if there are any companies that provide that service in your region. Because I have said it so many times, I'm going to still say it again, that renting is a game changer. It's a wonderful practice, and it will make sure that you always buy what you need and you put your money in the right places and you save time when you have to make your choices. All right. If you found this episode helpful, head straight to the platform you're listening on. All right. You know what to do. Hit the stars, write us a review, and subscribe right away. And if you have a question about renting, or if you've had an experience you want to share with me, send me an email on hello@myfoodlens.com. Or come DM me on Instagram @Dyutima_myfoodlens. Okay, I'll see you next week with another episode. Until then, bye-bye.